Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Praise you while I can.
My Lord, I thank you. I thank you, amen, for everyone that had found it not robbery to call in, amen. There was a problem with our line, but we are shortly correcting it. Amen. Father God, we come before you at this time, Lord God, giving you thanks and honor, amen, unto you, Lord God. I just tell you, thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Father God. This is Pastor Priscilla E. McCray, Father God, with International Prayer Center, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, even for the problems that we were having right now. Amen. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you allow to happen at this time, Father God. We just tell you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for even the problems that we were having on this line, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for the callers that were persistent, Lord God, and not giving up, Lord God, to hear the word of God. Father, I thank you at this time, Lord God, for International Prayer Center, Lord God. Thank you at this time, Lord God, for allowing us the moment to come, Lord God, and intercede one for another, Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, for allowing us to stand in the gap for your children, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the opposition that I'm facing, Lord God. I thank you right now for binding up the hands of the enemy, Lord God. Lord, you said it in your word, Father God, that anything I shall bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. So, Father God, I am binding up, Lord God. I'm casting out any assignment, any prayers, Lord God, that went forth for our demise, Lord God. We're binding it up in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're loosing your warring angels unto your people, Father God. We're telling you, thank you, Lord God, for doing it for us, Lord God. Thank you, for Lord God, for allowing us to be able to speak with authority, Father God. You said it in your word, Father God, that there is power, Lord God. There is power, Lord God, and we are speaking power at this time, Father God. Lord, right now, Lord God, we're loosing love into the atmosphere, Lord. We're loosing kindness, Father God, because your word said so, Lord God. Lord, you said it in Galatians 5 that we are to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, Father God. So, Lord God, at this time, Father God, I'm going to loose, Lord God, your warring angels into the atmosphere, God. We're going to loose, Lord God, Ariel, Lord God. We're going to loose, Lord God, Gabriel, Lord God. We're going to loose, Lord God, Raphael, Lord God. We're going to loose, Lord God, Michael, Lord God, and Uriel. We're loosing your warring angels, Lord God, into the atmosphere, Father God, because the enemy is coming in like a flood, Lord God. But your word said, God, no weapon formed shall prosper, Lord God. And we're leaning and depending on the words of you, Lord God. We're not leaning onto our own understanding, but the things that are of you, Lord. We just tell you, thank you, God. Lord, I thank you for the oppositions again, God. I thank you for them not finding it robbery, Father God, to call in and hear what you have to say, God. Lord, somebody needs you, God. Somebody's facing financial difficulties at this time, God. We're asking, Lord God, that you come in, Lord God, and restore everything that the canker worm has sent out, Lord God. Anything that they have ate up, Lord God, anything that goes against you, Father God, we ask that you bind it up right now and send down restoration, God. Lord, somebody's heart is far from you, God. Lord, we're asking that they just stop, Lord God, and just turn their backs, Lord God, on what Satan does. And turn towards you, God. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, God. Thank you for giving us one more chance, God. Lord, thank you for allowing Christ, Lord God, to do what you do on Calvary, God. Lord, because of him, Lord God, that we are saved, God. Thank you for the blood shed of your precious lamb, God. We just tell you thank you, God. Lord, again, I tell you thank you, God, for binding up the hands of the enemy, Lord God, and allowing this word to come forth, God. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I can see your glory to your name, God, for you are worthy to be praised, God. Thank you for this opportunity right now, God. Thank you for binding up the hands of the enemy, Father. He does not want your people to hear what you have to say, God, but the devil is defeated on this day, God. We claim victory in everything that we're doing. We claim everything that you have for us, Lord God. We declare and decree, Father, because your word said it. You said that the meek shall inherit the earth, Lord God, and we are claiming everything, Father God. You also said in your word, Lord God, that you will pour out a blessing that we would not have room enough to receive, God. So we are telling you thank you for the opportunity, Lord God. Thank you for doing it, God. Thank you for allowing the people to see the glory of you, Lord God. Signs and wonders, Father God. They don't cease to amaze me, God. because I know that when you're in the midst, God, that everything, Lord God, that has breath, God, according to you, Lord God, will begin to sing praises unto you, God. I know that if you're in the midst, God, that everything that is not like you will have to move, God. You said it in your word, Lord God, that light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. I thank God that you're bestowing light unto your people, that you're moving them out of darkness and into the light. I thank God on this day, God, that I have breath, Lord God, to stand in the gap and pray for my sisters and my brothers, God. I thank God that you'll call me out to teach your word. I thank God that you'll pull me out of darkness and into your marvelous light. I thank God that you broke down old Slewfoot and cast him into Hades, that he can't do your people no harm. Glory be to you. Glory to your name, God. For you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. Lord, I thank God that the people found it not robbery to press their way, God. Lord, even though we had problems, God, even though this line didn't work like it should, God, they pressed their way, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for you are worthy, Lord God. Lord, we thank you right now for blessing us with children, God. Lord, we find it not robbery to do the things that you would have us to do by them, God. We thank you for the opportunity to oversee, Lord God, your people. But, Lord God, we turn them over to you, Father God, because they are yours. But, Lord, we ask that you order our footsteps, that we will continue to instill good seeds, Lord God. Good things, God. You said, Lord God, whatsoever, Lord God, we have as the desires of our heart, you will give it. But I'm asking the people, Lord God, to follow you so that you may be able to give them the blessings and the desires of their heart. Show them the way, Father God, that their path may not be crooked, but we would be made straight, Lord God. Bring them into your marvelous light on this day, God. Show them how to live in front of their children, God. Show them how to be able to show their children the glory of you, Lord. Lord, we just tell you, thank you, God. Thank you for everything you're about to do. Thank you for everything that you have done, God. Thank you for the food that you've given us, God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for the roofs over our head. Thank you for the blood that is running warm in our body, God. Thank you, Lord God, for finding it not robbery, Lord God, to wake us up this morning. We just tell you, thank you, God. Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives, God, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. And I'd like to take the time to tell the callers again, thank you. Because there were some difficulties on this line, amen, and I understand that the enemy is a bit upset with Pastor McCray. He started in with me on yesterday, but again, he would never get the victory, amen, because God said that the victory is his. And vengeance is not ours, but it is his, thus says the Lord. So we tell you, thank you, amen, for pressing your way. We realize that there were some situations going on, but the devil is defeated, amen. So we're going to ask you if you have your word. If not, I will be reading it from you. Our word on this night is coming from Hosea 10. It is coming from Hosea 10 and 12. And the word reads, sow for yourself righteousness. Reap the fruit of unveiling love. And break up your unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and shower righteousness unto you. I have read for you, amen, Hosea 10 and 12. May God add a blessing to the reader and to the hearer, amen? After reading that scripture, I fellowshipped with another ministry, amen, and this was just brought out to me and back to my memory. But I couldn't rest on it. And I remember one of the ministries saying to me, Pastor McCray, our heading is Time with God. And I thank God for the woman of God. Her name was Minister Ebony King. Amen. So when you are in your prayers, continue to lift up the woman of God and Apostle Cooper where she is. Amen. A time with God. When I studied into this scripture, I realized that there were some things that were going on in this time, amen, back when Hosea was living out his life, amen? And I thought about it. I said, you know what, there is nothing new under the sun. And I went back into my word, and I realized that this was written in 715 B.C. We're talking about before Christ. But it's awesome how God will work some things out, because just the same things that happened back then are happening right now. When I studied into this scripture, I realized that there were some things happening in Israel that are happening right here in the United States. Israel prospered under Jeroboam II. He was gaining the military and the economic system. And if I can just be bold enough, it just sounds like George Bush to me. Now, he was gaining the economic system. But the more prosperous the nation became, the more love of the idol things we got stronger in. What are you saying, Pastor? The more we begin to prosper, and the more we begin to gain things of the world, we forgot about our Father. We started worshiping the idol things. But you need to go back, amen, and look at your testament, because, amen, God said that we are not to put any other gods before him, amen. And it seems as though the more God gives, the more we spend. We want bigger houses and better cars and finer clothes. But the finer things of life are offered down the lines of pathway of destruction. How many of you know that just because you got it don't mean you're supposed to have it? Just because it's in your grasp don't mean it's good for you. Everything that you want is not good for you. Some things are designed and laid out for your destruction. As you prosper, consider where your money is going. Is it being used for God's purpose, or are you consuming it all for yourself? God was angry with the people of Israel for the sincerity promises, because the people did not keep their word. You know, we always say, you know what, God, I promise you, if you deliver me out of this, I'll do this. I promise you, if you can get me through this situation, I'll do this for you. And as soon as you see your way clear, you forget about the promises you've made to God. Somebody understands where I'm going with this. Jesus. But we cannot keep our promises with God. But because the people did not keep their word, their word with God, amen, they broke their promises. Because of this, there were many lawsuits that were laid out in the land. People broke their promises, but God always keeps his. Are you remaining true to your promises when it comes down to our Father? Both to God's people and to God. When you're dealing with ministry, amen, and you're dealing with the people of God, you got to remember that you're not just dealing with flesh, you're dealing with the spirit man. And if those people are true Christians and they're possessing the spirit of God, guess what? You're not going against the men and women of God, you're going against God. I'm helping somebody right now. Now, it's not. Ask God for forgiveness to help you get back on track. Then be careful about the promises that you make. I always hear. hear the people say, don't make a promise that you can't keep. See, God knows all and he sees all. And when you begin to cry out to him, he hears these things. Then be careful about the promises that you make. Never make a promise unless you are sure that you're able and willing to follow through with those promises. Amen? Now, Beth Avim means a house of wicked, when I continue to search this scripture. And it refers to Bethel, a house of God, where false worship took place. There are times when you enter, amen, into a house, amen, a place of worship, and you realize that it is not of God. You better turn around and keep it moving. My Lord. This, if the Israelites, amen, and the idols were really God, then they should have been able to protect the people. Now, how ironic that the people were feeling, amen, the fear of God's safety. You were just feeling the fear of God's safety, but you say that you're worshiping these idol things. Now, how is that possible? There are not more than one great God. He said that I am that I am, the Alpha and Omega. So therefore, you are in your rightful place to fear him. But why would you have to duck and hide if you can just do right to begin with? Amen? Now, I continued to read on and read on and read on, and again, it came out to be a time with God. God said it in his word, sow for yourself righteousness and reap the fruits of the unfailing love and break up your plowed ground. We can just pause right there for a moment. God is saying, if you continue to live right, if you continue to serve me, if you continue to do the things, amen, that I will call you out to do, amen, there is some righteousness that comes behind that. To make it plain, God is getting ready to bless you. But you have to know that you're living right. You have to know that you're giving God his time. See, he is a jealous God. And God said it in that you are to put no other gods before him. That is his commandment. Why are we allowing the things of the earth to come between us and the heavenly creator? There are too many times where we're setting out, amen, to do the works of this world and not being willing to do the works of the land. I'm getting ready to set somebody free and bring you into some deliverance. There are times where you find yourself, amen, always working so diligently and so hard in the church, but you're not finding time to spend with God. You're not being fed spiritually. You're not being fed the word. Why? Because you're so busy like Martha was. Mary was at his feet. Mary put the oil in her hair and washed his feet with oil. You're not sitting at God's feet. You're not sitting at his side and giving him the time that he desires. Why? Because I got to run. I'm running late to do this. I'm running late to do that. You better be careful. It was God that blessed you with the opportunities to be able to do those things. You need to find some time with God. God desires praises, and he desires worship, and he desires those things. He wants to be with you. He wants you to be able to just sit with him and fellowship with him. He wants to be able to pour into your life. But you have to find yourself in position to be able to receive those things that God has for you. Amen? You have to be in a position, amen, to be able to allow God to set up some things in your life. But if you're not walking according to how God would have called you out to do, then you're already breaking up the things that God would have for you. You're blocking your own way, amen? His word also says, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and shower righteousness unto you. Getting ready to serve, you notice man can't do it for you. Only God can do it. Every time you find yourself getting up out of your bed in the morning and you place your feet on ground, thank you, Lord. Because it wasn't man that blessed you with the life to be able to move you like that. Say thank you, Lord. thank you for that opportunity, amen. Thank you for allowing me a time, amen, to fellowship with you. We are to constantly pray. You should always have a song and a prayer in your heart. Lord, I thank you. If it's as simple as that, it's Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for the things that you've bestowed upon me. Lord, I thank you for the opportunities that you allowed me to have. Lord, I thank you for the children you've blessed me with. Lord, I thank you for the jobs that I've been employed with. Lord, I thank you for the finances that kept me fed. Lord, I thank you for the roof over my head that kept me dry. It's the little things. Lord, I thank you for the blood that wasn't warm in my body. God, I thank you for waking me up and my family circle wasn't interrupted. It's the little things in life. Spend some time with the Father, amen? Truly there's a reward, amen? He said that when you descend on high, when Christ left, he said, I'm going to prepare a place. But in the heavens, amen, there are many mansions in his Father's house, he said. Many. That means I don't have to share. He has one just for me. He has one just for you. Spend some time with God. Get involved in his word. Love on the things that he has for you. Amen? Thank you, Lord. He said that I will shower you with righteousness. It is times where you can look into someone's life, amen, and you can see hell all the way through them. It's times when a person can just open their mouth and they can reveal to you who they're serving. It's times, amen, where you can just look into their lives and see the things that they're doing and know that it's not like God. But God would desire for you to speak life into those situations, to actually tell your sisters and your brothers when they've come short. Not in a judgment fashion, okay? Don't misunderstand me. This is not even a preaching tonight. This is a teaching. We are to deal with each other in love and kindness. And when our brothers and sisters are falling short, it's up to us to help bring them in. We can't sit down anymore and let God's people go astray. So many times people are saying, it's not my business. They are adults. They are grown people. Or those are not my children. Or those are not my relatives. If you say that you're a child of God, God created all. They are your children. They are your brothers. They're your sisters. They're your friends. But God, if you're spending time with him, he will give you a word for them. If you're doing just what God would tell you to do, you would understand that God will release some things into their lives, and he will use you as the mouthpiece, amen? But you need to put yourself in a situation to be used by God. You have to do these things. God is desiring for us to spend some time with him. God is desiring for the Holy Spirit to raise up in us. God is desiring these things. So what are you saying, Pastor? Allow God to use you. Allow God to speak some things into somebody else's life through you. Don't sit down on your pews anymore. Don't find it a badge of honor to say, I've been in this church for 20-plus years or 15-plus years or 10-plus years or 5-plus years. Don't find it a badge of honor to say that when all you're doing is working and not receiving. Don't find it a badge of honor, amen, to have the men and women of God that they say that they are sin before you and you still walk away not being fed the word of God. God said in his word in 2 Timothy when Paul left these letters behind to Timothy, to study to show thyself approved. He wants you to get involved, amen, in the works, amen. He wants you to get involved in his word. He wants you to be able to go out. He didn't call any pastors and prospective persons and evangelists. Anybody can teach the word of God. You haven't arrived. It is what some pastors or reverends or evangelists and some bishops and apostles, some of them would tell you, oh, you haven't yet arrived. The devil is defeated. From the time you said, for God I live and for God I die, and that Christ Savior is your Lord and Savior, you are there. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody get in between what you and your Father are doing, what your Father is doing in your life. Nobody. Continue to pray. Not only that, there is a fasting time. My brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to turn down our plate. God's word said that some things come by fasting and praying. There's not everything that we have or everything that we desire, God is going to bless us. But you have to sacrifice some things unto him. And it is not just your plate that you turn down, amen? We get on our cell phones and we talk for hours. We get on our computers and we type out for hours. We get on Facebook and we live there, amen? There are some things that you have to let go. What should you sacrifice? The things that you most desire to have. The things that you desire to do. Some people have spending habits, cut it off. Some people have cell phones, cut them off. Some people watch television all day long. As the world turns, young and the rest is bold and the beautiful. Come on, somebody, know what I'm talking about. Cut it off. God wants to give us, amen, the desires of our heart. His word said it, amen. Sow for yourself righteousness and reap, amen, the fruit of unfailing love. He didn't say, I'll give it to you if. He just told you exactly what to do, to sow unto righteousness. God can't fail. He's either going to do it or he won't. He has the power. He has the power to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can imagine. That's what his word says. But you have the opportunity today to get it right with God. You have the opportunity today to spend some time with God. You have the opportunity to decide, for God I live and for God I'll die. God will minister some things unto you that it will make you lose your mind. God will bring you into a place, amen. He will raise you up. He said it in his word. I will raise you up, amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise you up. That means nothing of this world can touch you. Why? Because you allow God to pour in some things. I need you to be just like an Energizer bunny. I need you to keep going and going and going and going and going. I need you to also be just like a jump drive. When you plug that thing into that computer, you're able to download some things. Allow God to download some things into you. That's your time with him. But when you're giving unto your time, don't give it grudgingly. Amen? Give it willingly. Let God do some things in your life. Sow some righteous things. Stop backbiting with one another. That's not righteous. Amen? When I'm in your presence, you're loving on me. And when I'm gone, I already got five daggers in my bag. Come on, somebody. Well, when you spend time with God, God knows all and he sees all. So you're not fooling yourself. You're not fooling God. You're fooling yourself. He said, I know every hair on your head. He can give you a count. Man can't give you a count. They can give you an estimate. So you better deal with what's sure. Amen? You better know that you're dealing with the sure thing. He said it is unfailing love. That way you know that it will not fail. You know the things of God will not fail. But I got to warn you, even though these things of God will not fail, he's not giving you the opposite. Pastor McCray going to tell you what the opposite is. They will fail. You will fail. Amen? The things that you desire will fail if you're not living righteous. He said, sow for yourself righteousness and reap the fruit of unfailing love. So if you're backstabbing me and you're backstabbing your other brothers and sisters, guess what? You're going to get a backstabbing. He said you will reap the fruit. Uh-huh. There's another scripture in the Bible that says, so you shall reap what you sow. But don't find it strange, amen, that you say that you are a Christian and that you're delivered for some things, yet bad things keep happening to you. Sisters and brothers, you may be in a reaping season, amen? You better allow God to do what he needs to do. But you need to position yourself in order to receive what God has for you. There's some reaping going on. He said, and break up your unplowed ground. I remember in Mark 4 that he said that there is stony ground. That means it's hard. It's like a rock. Can you imagine trying to grow something on concrete or amen, on the pavement? You can't grow it, amen, and expect it to be rooted. But God said in his word that we need to break up the unplowed ground. Huh? We need to break up some things. But if you know that you're living righteous, I'm getting ready to help somebody. If you know that you're living righteous, you be careful, amen, because some people are ready to plant some things into your ear gate that's not godly. It's not holy. They want to attach themselves to you because they know that you're living right. They want to attach themselves to you, amen, come on, somebody, because they know that you're standing on fertile ground. And as long as they can hold on to you, amen, some things that they desire may be uprooted, amen. They may be lifted up. They may grow, amen. They may swing high, amen. The things that they want, as long as you have fertile ground, they'll deal with you. Why? Because they know that their heart isn't pure. I'm helping somebody. You be careful of those people that like to attach themselves. They cry, holy, holy unto you. Amen? Why do they need you to pray so hard for them? Why? Because their prayers don't go no higher than the ceiling. Come on, somebody. They know that they're not living right. They know the words that they put in the atmosphere. They know how they push damnation onto their brothers and sisters. But God said it in his word, if you reap those things that are righteousness, he will bestow unfailing love unto you. I want to be in a place to get everything that God has for me. So guess what? I move those things out of my ear gate. I block those people out of my way. I get on my knees and I begin to cry out to God for them, for deliverance, for God to set some things free in the atmosphere, for the devil to move out of their way. Amen. I cry for them, amen, to be set free and to do the things of God. I don't put my mouth against them, amen, but I make sure I cry out to God on their behalf because they know not what they do. God said it in his word, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. So while you're sitting on the phone and you're gossiping, amen, come on, somebody. While you're sitting there and you're calling out about brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so, check yourself. Because you're getting ready to block out some righteousness that God has promised you. The Israelites were blocking out the blessings that God has promised them. They were blocking their own blessings by serving the things that were of the world and not of God. They were standing in their own way. Amen? But how many of you out there right now are just pleased with the intercessor? I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for him coming down, amen, and putting himself out there, amen, so that we're able to do some things. We're able to repent unto our Father. Find yourself praying daily. Find yourself before you even go to sleep. I remember when my grandmother used to teach me a prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. But if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent all of my sins, known and unknown to you, in the name of Jesus. Find yourself repenting. The flesh, amen, should be dying daily. Every day you wake up, you should be a new creature. Every day you put your foot on the ground, you should be giving thanks to the Most High. Every day. Some things that we are going about in a daily routine may not be pleasing to God. He won't reveal everything. Why? Because he said, if you know better, you do better. So some things our sisters and our brothers would tell us, we don't want to hear it. Why? Because we grown. You can't tell grown people what to do. The devil is a lie. You better check that. Something's not right. If I can't tell you what to do, you're not living holy. If I can't tell you how to live, you're not being submissive. Submit yourselves unto the leaders that have been placed in your life. Amen? If you got a problem with it and you feel like you need to question it, that's all right. Do it in the respect of Anna. Amen? And the word said that Paul told the women to be silent in the church. I'm going to serve you notice also. He didn't say that the women and men shouldn't be preachers. He just said for them to be quiet because they were stirring up some things in the atmosphere. Why? Because some things just need to be said behind closed doors. Find yourself giving the men and women of God respect in that manner. Amen? I'm helping somebody. But when you're doing things according to the word of God, and you're praying, and you're fasting, and you're sacrificing, and you're standing in the gap for others, and you're helping other people to gain, amen, the rightful places of the kingdom, you're helping God's people, then you're living righteousness. And there is a reward. It's called unfailing love. Unfailing love. God said it in his word that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. As long as you're serving me, huh? Come on, somebody. He said, you would either hate one or love the other. I'm loving on Christ right now, and I'm hating the enemy. Mammon can't do nothing for me. It's Christ that has provided all my needs, amen? He is our Jehovah Jireh. Come on, somebody. Understand that it's God that provides all. He is our all, our Jehovah, Jehovah. Amen? Glory. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you at this time, amen, that you're understanding that it's important to spend time with God, that you're understanding that these things are necessary. I don't have to go to church. God said it in his word that we are to fellowship. We are to unite with one another. You need to put yourself in the assemblance, amen, of other men and women, other believers. I stress that, believers. Some people say it out of tradition, but they don't believe. Pray for them. Some people work hard in the church, but they don't believe. Pray for them. If they don't want to spend time with you, let them see the glory of God in you. Act out of kindness. Act out of love. People used to say to me, well, Pastor McCray, how could you do it? Because I got God on the inside. He directs my path. I allow the Holy Spirit to minister to me daily. Amen? I spend time with my Father. I get involved in my ministry. I get involved in the works of God. I sit down and spend time studying his gospel. I restore those seeds into my children. Amen? Find yourself having your children get the word and tell them, read to me. Tell me what you understand. Show me how God is using you in reading this word. Get your children involved. Amen? Teach them how to spend some time with God. We want everything microwave. We want to run around all times. Amen. We want to do all of these things. Amen. But we don't want to spend no time with God. The devil is defeated. The devil is defeated. Understand that God loves each and every one of us. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to have these things. He wants us to be, amen, a part of the kingdom. All of these things God desires. Spend a little time with him. Spend a little time with God. He ain't going nowhere. He's right there. When you turned your back on him, guess what? He was still standing right there. He has never walked away from you. I'm asking those that just need a word right now, amen? Those that stand, amen, in the need of prayer. Those that desire more of God. Those that desire to have a closer walk with him. I'm asking you right now, if you want God, amen, to permeate on the altars of your heart, right where you are, amen, we're going to go into a prayer of acceptance of our Lord and Savior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, at this time, Lord God, I'm standing in the gap interceding for my brothers and my sisters, Lord God, those that are saved and unsaved, Father God, those that believe and don't believe, Father God. Lord, in your word, you said that when the crisis comes, every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess, Lord God, that Christ is the Savior, Father God, and that this time, Father God, they're receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They're receiving Jesus Christ as their way, Father God. They're receiving everything that Christ has demonstrated to us, Lord God. We're receiving the fruits of the Spirit from Galatians 5, God. We're walking, Lord God, according to your purpose, Lord God. We're doing things, Lord God, according to your will, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you just, Lord, decrease us, Father God, that you may increase, Lord, and that it's you that will get the glory, Father God. We tell you thank you on this day. Thank you for everything that you're doing for us, Lord God. Thank you for everything you're about to do, Lord God. I just tell you thank you, God. Lord, we thank you right now for International Prayer Center, Lord God. We thank you for all the ministers of that gospel, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for all of the parishioners, the members, God. Lord, I thank you right now for all the ministers that have attached themselves, Lord God. Lord, I thank you right now for all the listeners, Father God. Father, I send up a special prayer to you right now, Lord God, for Sister Ford right now, Lord God, for Sister Grease, Lord God. I send up a special prayer, Lord God. Send down your anointing, Lord God. Let it rule and reign over their hearts, Father God. Lord God, I send up a special anointing, Lord God, for Brother Hall, Father God. I tell you, thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you cover Brother Ship, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you continue to use your people in this land for the upbuilding of your kingdom, Lord God. Let someone not just be saved from this prayer, God, but be delivered, Lord God, from alcoholism, God, from drugs, Lord God, from fornication, God, from adultery, Lord God. Lord, I just tell you, thank you for this opportunity to stand in the gap, Lord God. I ask that you come in right now and heal the people from the church hurt, Lord God. There's nothing like that that's going on right now. The body of Christ right now is damaged and is wounded, but we are claiming healing in the body of Christ, Lord. Isaiah 53 said we are healed, Lord God, by your stripes, God. All of the transgressions, Lord God, that we are healed right now, Father, we ask that you come down, God, and break up the defiled ground, Lord. We ask that you come down, Lord God, and destroy all the works of the enemy, Lord God. We ask that you breathe a fire, Lord God, through this land and burn up all the generals and soldiers that are out to serve demonic spirits, Lord God. Break up the yokes, Lord God. Cast out all the imaginations and principalities, iniquities, Lord God, that go against your people, Lord God. We ask that you do it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to spend some time with you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every blessing that you are bestowing upon us, Lord, whether we know it or not, Lord. We give you thanks and we give you honor on this day, God. Lord, I just thank you for everything. I thank you for this Blog Talk Radio, God. I thank you for the men and women of God that came out, Lord. I just thank you right now, God, for I am so grateful, Lord God. I'm so grateful to be one of the leaders, Lord God. I'm so grateful, Lord God, to be your true and faithful servant, God. I just give you thanks and all honor, Lord God, on this day, God. Lord, I lift up our Apostle Rush to you, God. Lord, I lift up my ministry right now, God. Lord, I lift up the praying powerful wives, God. Lord, I just lift up Hunk for Christ to you, God. Lord, I tell you thank you for the Pastors Alliance, Lord God. Lord, I thank you right now for Dr. Ruby Franklin, Lord God, my spiritual mother, God. I tell you thank you right now for Pastor Paul, Lord God, my spiritual counselor, God. I tell you thank you right now for the women of God. Lord, I lift up the AA and CCC Association to you, Lord God. Do a greater work in them, God. Your work said it, God, that a greater work, Lord God, bestow those favors unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you right now. Thank you for total deliverance through all our iniquities, God, throughout all of the things of this world, God. Thank you for a total deliverance. I thank each and every one of you for calling in, amen. I thank each and every one of you for spending time with God on this day. But find yourself create yourself a schedule, amen? Create yourself some set-aside time just for God. Read his word. Even if it's only a chapter a day, a book a day, read God's word. Get more involved. Get more involved with God's people. Spend some time with him. Get more involved with your mission work. Get in touch with the things that the people need of this land. Get more involved with time with God. I am Pastor Priscilla E. McCray, and interceding is what I do. God bless you until we meet again, same time, same place. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.